sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Star Wars Battlefront has a rough takeoff. We get a look at a leaked multiplayer Spider-Man game, and a bunch of former Adult Swim games have been delisted by parent company Warner, shocking their developers. Here is the news for Sunday, 17th of March. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
A trailer has just leaked for a Spider-Man multiplayer spin-off game, Spider-Man The Great Web, and boy, does it look awesome. Play as iconic web heads like Miles Morales, Gwen Stacy, and of course Peter Parker, exploring New York as well as a heap of other dimensions that suggest a pretty heavy Spider-Verse influence.
Despite the promising co-op concept, Bloomberg's Jason Schreier has reported the project was shelved in 2023. It's an interesting insight into a game that must have been so far along it had a full marketing trailer produced. Sadly, it's not all fun and games, as this leak was part of a significant data breach at Insomniac last year, which also exposed the personal details of developers at the studio. It's a sad day for developers on Adult Swim, as more games are being delisted and there isn't much hope of them moving to new owners. Warner Brothers, who acquired Adult Swim back in 2022, have been sending out messages to various developers saying their games will immediately be delisted from digital storefronts. Puzzle game Small Radios Big Televisions has already disappeared, with other games including Sound Dodger Plus and First Puncher also about to vanish. First Puncher developer Matt Cain said they've tried to get Warner Brothers to transfer their game to their Steam publisher account so it can stay active, but got a very solid no in response. According to them, Warner Brothers said it's because they've made the decision not to transfer games back to the original studios, and they don't have the resources to do so.
It's important to note that these developers didn't choose to work with Warner Brothers Discovery. It's just because their publishing contracts moved over when Adult Swim Games was bought out. Interestingly though, other games like Sound Dodger Plus are being allowed to republish on Steam, but they essentially have to start from scratch with zero reviews and zero wish lists instead of transferring the game. It's not every game that is being delisted. Many developers still haven't been contacted, but with this happening, I'm sure they're all really nervous about what might happen to their content. Speaking of Warner Brothers, Multiverses is returning in May to a console near you. The Super Smash-like game featuring characters like Bugs Bunny, Scooby-Doo, Adventure Time, originally launched in 2022 as a free-to-play open beta, but shut down mid-last year. The game will be getting a lot of improvements, including more characters and iconic locations like Dexter's Laboratory, new attacks and mechanics, new PvE mode with unique rewards, and the biggest change of all is the game switching engines to Unreal Engine 5.
Hey Kyle, did you ever expect to see this game again, especially after the mixed reviews and low player counts, which led it to being shut down?
Absolutely not. I thought this was completely dead, and to be honest, I had forgotten that it existed in the first place.
Well, some people were annoyed that they had spent money on in-game cosmetics and essentially lost access to the game, and others had no idea it was a beta at all. Hopefully they'll get what they bought back when it launches on almost every console on May 28th. In an exciting announcement from Ubisoft, more content is on the way for its latest Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown game. The first content on the post-launch roadmap is Warrior's Path, which will include a speedrun mode, permadeath mode, and new outfits for Sargon. The second DLC called Boss Attack will have Boss Rush and more outfits, and the Divine Trials DLC will have new combat, platform, and puzzle challenges, as well as new amulets, and of course, more outfits.
All three of the DLCs will be entirely free before we get one more paid DLC at the end of the year, which will be a new story. There's not a lot of details about what some of these modes are, but either way, it's exciting to get new content. So if you haven't had the chance to jump into the game, now is the perfect time. Developers Aspyr have formally apologized for the disastrous launch of the highly anticipated Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection. The game launched earlier this week and gamers were pumped to jump back into the classic fan favorite, but sadly for everyone involved, it was not the experience anyone was hoping for. From the get-go, there were server issues and bugs, with most players being completely locked out of the multiplayer aspect of the game, which is honestly the only reason anybody wanted to play it at all.
Despite Aspyr adding more servers, players continued to report persistent problems that went further than just struggling to get into the game, with many left disappointed by poorly executed mechanics like the clunky aiming system. The Embracer-owned Aspyr has apologized and said that the issues are due to critical network errors, promising ongoing fixes to stabilize online play. Speaking of Embracer, the megacorporation is ditching studios almost as quickly as acquiring them. This week, Saber Interactive was sold up for $247 million. It means that studios that sit under Saber, like 3D Realms, who made Iron Fury, or Nimble Giant, who made Star Trek Infinite, will have a new home. And the new owner will have the option to also pick up 4A Games, who makes the Metro series.
All in all, 9 studios are up for grabs, and this means Embracer will also cease all game development in Russia. They aren't giving up some studios that were formerly under Saber, though. Tripwire Interactive, who plays Chivalry, Beamdog, who made Mythforce, and Aspyr, who lead all those remaster projects alongside 5 others, will stay with Embracer. Hopefully this means some of the painful studio closures have been avoided. That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out Tuesday is MLB The Show 24. Build your dream team with modern and historic baseball legends in the latest entry in the series. That's coming to Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch on the 19th.
Dive back into the shadows with Alone in the Dark, a kind of reboot / reimagining of the 1992 horror classic. Pick it up on PlayStation 5, PC, and Xbox Series S and X on the 20th.
After 12 long years of waiting, the Dragon's Dogma sequel is finally here. Expect a massively expanded map 4 times the size of the original, destructible environments, and a heap of new gameplay features. Dragon's Dogma 2 will be available on PC, Xbox Series S and X, and PlayStation 5 this Friday.
Embark on a historic journey in Rise of the Ronin, the PlayStation 5 exclusive, out on the 22nd. Craft your character and wield katanas or firearms in a tumultuous 19th century Japan. Explore cities and countryside with diverse traversal methods and tackle challenges solo or in 3-player co-op. Early reports are pretty optimistic, so keep an eye out for this one.
And the last release for this coming Friday is Princess Peach Showtime, Nintendo's first Peach-led game since 2005. Join Peach and her new ally Stella on a theatrical adventure, wielding transformation powers from Sword Fighter to Mermaid Peach. Grab it exclusive to the Switch on the 22nd.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Walkthrough is up for an award this week. We're nominated for Best Audio Show at the Samsung IT Journalism Awards, so keep your fingers crossed for us. Sifter has also been nominated as Best Independent Outlet, and Courtney Barrett, Chris Button, and Gianni DiGiovanni have also been nominated. So send those good vibes our way next Friday.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, myself, Courtney Borrett, Adam Christou, Daniel Ang, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni DiGiovanni, who is also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Chris Button here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. Unicorn Overlord might have a strange name, but don't dismiss its tactical prowess.
It uses a tactics mode, which is similar to the Gambit system that was in Final Fantasy XII for your squad mates. And you can say, okay, well, you know, Hodrick, who's my legionnaire with the big shield, I want him to prioritize protecting the back row. They're going to take the most damage. If they take a physical hit, they're going to go down, but I need them to be protected. So you can get quite granular with this, and I reckon you could build some pretty wild builds that are totally game-breaking, but it's kind of the fun of the tactical squad-based gameplay in Unicorn Overlord.
Tune in to Drop Rate to find out why Unicorn Overlord might just be one of 2024's sleeper hits. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.